I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
All right, it was the final preseason game down in soggy, soggy Tampa Bay. I mean, it was raining down there, and that's, you know, I like a good rainy football game, at least when I'm watching it on TV. I particularly like going to them. Joining us on the line right now, our good friend Trevor Maddich. He is a Redskin former Elites long snapper. He's a WML's Redskin analyst. He is a Comcast Sportsnet co-host and also a really nice guy. Hey, Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so look, 3-1 in the preseason. I know preseason doesn't matter, and everybody said this game really, 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 really didn't matter because even none of the first team was going to play. However, it was a pretty interesting game, and some people really stood out.
Some people really did, especially at the running back position, which they need. Their top two running backs, Matt Jones and Chris Thompson, didn't play in this game, and they're both hurt right now. They're both dinged up. And I don't think they can be relied on going into the season because you can't go in with just three running backs, which is the plan, and have the top two have a problem with injury because that might leave you with only one running back on the roster.
Yeah.
So the fact that Robert Kelly, a rookie, and then a second-year guy, Mac Brown,
man,
did so well in this game means that they may end up keeping four running backs. So they at least have two guys healthy at any given time.
Now, I'm hesitating to get too excited about Mac Brown because it was, you know, he was not playing against the Tampa Bay first-string defense, obviously, or even the second string for much of the game, and the conditions were kind of rough. But still, that was a heck of a performance by Mac Brown. I mean, social media was lighting up over this guy.
Yeah, and they were right, too. And you're right. I mean, my biggest takeaway from this game is that a lot of guys that won't make the Redskins turned out to be a lot better than a lot of guys who won't make the Buccaneers.
So
you're right about the competition.
That's a good point. But that's an interesting point because it speaks to the fact that we have developed some depth in our recruiting and our depth in the kind of people who are now, you know, coming to the Redskins organization.
And the Redskins will have to make some hard decisions on the last cuts, which usually wasn't that big of a deal. You cut, you know, one guy that can't really play for you or a different guy who can't really play for you. Now they'll be cutting at different positions, guys that are pretty good. And that's sort of a new thing for the Redskins is they build that kind of depth. And so, you know, that's something that they've accomplished to get to this point to where these cuts are going to be very difficult.
Yeah, and especially in running back, right? Because as you just mentioned, they've got plenty of talent to choose from. However, because of those couple of injuries going into the beginning of the season, what are you doing? You don't want to cut somebody and have them end up, you know, on the Giants or the Eagles and come back to hurt us.
Well, that's true. The problem is, though, that if they were going to keep three running backs, if they do choose to keep four, so they would keep both Robert Kelly and Mac Brown, the two guys that played so well last night, that means they'll have to keep one less guy at a different position.
Right.
So maybe, you know, they expected to keep, say, four tight ends. Well, that fourth tight end might get bounced for a fourth running back. So you're never safe, and you can be cut and have your dreams dashed from completely unexpected directions.
Yeah, because it's all what the team needs. And individual performances sometimes take a back seat to that, correct?
Right. And the thing is, in this game, you talk about individual performances. This is the fourth preseason game that people don't care about because the starters don't play. 27 starters didn't even make the trip.
Yeah.
They left them back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Didn't even take them to Tampa. But they're not starters, but 27 players. But you know who needed this game? Was Nate Sudfeld. He's the quarterback. Rookie draftee this year.
Mm-hmm.
Third string quarterback going, you know, on a depth chart right now. He may end up being the second string guy if there's an injury, and he's not going to get reps beyond this game that are meaningful. So people that don't like it, hey, you know, these guys need it badly. And those two running backs needed it badly. This was a very important game.
Well, how did Sudfeld look in your mind?
Sudfeld, he looked as good as can be expected because the situation was not too big for him. He made good throws under pressure. He didn't freak out. And really the first job of a young quarterback is don't freak out. Then you can build from there. And mentally, he was in control of his you know, he didn't lose any bodily functions in there when he got thrown into the fire.
Our guest is Trevor Maddich, of course, our Redskins analyst and an 11-time Emmy Award-winning analyst for TV, if you like your Redskins analysis on TV. Of course, we prefer radio. Trevor, is it me, or have we not spent a whole lot of time this preseason talking about the Redskins' defense? Is that because they're looking pretty solid, or is it because you'd prefer not to talk about it?
No, we've talked about it. It's just more exciting to talk about offense, I think, because fans look at that. But I'll tell you, this Redskins' defense, you talk about depth. Terry Riley Jr. was a starter for most of last year, and they cut him. They cut him because that starter couldn't even be a backup on this team now because they brought in some new guys, Terrence Garvin and some other guys. The secondary will go from one of the worst in the league because of youth and injuries to, in my opinion, potential to be one of the very best in the league because of free agents and draftees in one single year. And so there are a lot of great things that are happening on defense. The key will be, can the defensive line rotation be better in stopping the run than they were last year? Because at times they got gouged on the run.
Well, right. and even beyond the depth, the defensive scheme seemed to be working. At the end of the first quarter yesterday, Tampa Bay minus 3 yards in the first quarter. That means that the defensive coordinators are focusing no matter who's doing the job.
All right, Trevor Maddich, thank you so very much.